Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast is the hottest, grown, and sexy relationship conversation piece out of the Queen City. No relationship matter is off limits. Sex, marriage, love, betrayal, dating, side pieces, adultery, religion, and finances are all a part of the discussion because your relationship matters. Now, here's your host, the Diva, Angela Portorreal.
Welcome to Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast. Welcome, 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 everybody. It has been a minute since you and I have been able to get together, and I apologize, but a girl has been busy. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast. My name is Angela Portorreal. And welcome to the show. We have a couple of letters that I want to dive into today. I am totally backed up on my letters, guys. I am just in the season of my life where I have so much on my plate that at times it's extremely hard. I will not lie. I want to be Superwoman, but I don't think I have everything that Superwoman has. So if you guys will forgive me. But I definitely appreciate my loyal supporters. I'm telling you, it's rough. It is rough trying to remember everything that I need to do, that I want to do. The things that I'm committed to doing, I'm contractually obligated to do, as well as connect with friends and family who have been so super supportive of me doing these different transitions in my life, even some of them being extremely difficult. So if you can relate to ever being in a season of struggle or difficulty or things were changing beyond your control, then I would ask that you extend me some grace and compassion for leaving you for that period of time that I have. So with all of that being said, I do want to remind you that you can find the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel on your Roku device. Do not forget me. Do not forget that that is where you can watch, okay? The best of throwback. And family, as well as adult entertainment. And when I say adult, I'm just talking about grown and sexy people. I'm not talking about no porn or no ratchet or no crazy mess. I'm just talking about feel-good throwback entertainment. You know, a time where TV wasn't so polluted with sexualization of everything. You can find that on my channel. So I welcome you to add the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel to your Roku device. You can also find the Diva over there on Amazon. I have my own Amazon channel. Yes, I do. Same name, Diva Speaks Relationships. Make sure that if you have a Fire Stick, you can find me. And of course, do not forget, I'm on social media everywhere. And if all of this is like too much for you, just Google me, okay? Just Google me. Angela Portorreal or Diva Speaks Relationships. Well, I mean, Google would tell you where to find me. Everything except my physical address. Mind your business. Where I live is not your concern. But just do know that you could definitely find me on social media and keep up with the different things that I post relationship worthy. And if it's something that you do not agree with, it's definitely thought provoking. It gives you an opportunity to think outside the box, as well as, you know, sometimes you can look at it from an alternative perspective. You know, sometimes we don't always have the answer, and sometimes there are multiple ways to get to the destination that do not interfere with your faith. And it's good to, you know, think outside of the box and to have a different way of looking at things, so on and so forth. And last but not least, let me wrap this up so we can get into it. My talk show airs every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over there on Access 21. That is the local television station here in Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as it feeds through Spectrum Cable if you're in the Carolinas, and
and, okay, wherever Spectrum Cable is, AT&T U-verse. You know, if you got coins like that and you can afford some satellite television, make sure you check my show out on AT&T U-verse. Again, every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will find Angela Patarriel talking about something that you would want to hear about. And let me tell you, this weekend I am recording the second installment of my series, the Autopsy Series, which dives into and poses the question, how did your marriage or your relationship die? Do you know why or how it died? Or did you get yourself into something that you were not aware that already had pre-existing conditions that you were unaware or unequipped to deal with? Now, that was a word for some of you, even if you didn't know it, but I'm going to stay out your business. But if you're interested in the conversation, just make sure that you check me out. And of course, my show and my content will always air on the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel before it is sent out to other platforms and channels. But I want to do thank you for listening to all of that, because that was a mouthful. I think I need a bottle of water and a prayer, but I will push forward. So guys, we have a couple of letters. We have a couple of letters and we're going to get into it. So I'm going to pull them up and let's see what's going on with our people. Okay. And I say our people because the people that write in are part of the Diva Speaks Relationships family. So definitely want to give a shout out to the people that reached out, and I will be attempting to give you an alternative perspective, in my opinion, as I have been asked. So hello there, all of you who have joined me, and for those who will be listening to the Diva Speaks Relationships podcast on replay, I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tell a friend, a family member, okay, a church member, a coworker about the Diva Speaks Relationships platform, because I don't want to say just the podcast, you know, I want you to watch my television show as well, but tell a friend or somebody. So, okay, guys, so we got one of our good sisters. Our good sister has wrote us about her man, but let me be more specific and call him by his covenant name, her husband. She done wrote us about her husband. So guys, here is the letter. I had found phone records a month ago. He denied the emotional affair, secret credit cards, fake bank accounts. I begged for marriage counseling. He refused. Because of this, we were in a bad place. He decided to use this opportunity of struggle in our marriage to escalate the emotional affair into a physical one. Now, for those of you that may be a little slow, I'm going to pause right there in the letter. He escalated it to actually violating his covenant, and he actually slept with this woman, just in case somebody is slow when they tune in, okay? So he escalated the affair into a physical one. He continued to lie to me about everything until I had undeniable proof this morning. I'm somehow more angry. He bought her a Valentine's Day present at the same time he was buying mine. And I feel so physically violated that he has had sex with this woman and then would turn around and have sex with me. He knows I have a history of sexual assault, and to know he took away my consent to know what I was submitting to sexually. Now he magically wants marriage counseling and called her to break it off. And I'm stuck here feeling numb. What would you do? Please help. So if you're just now tuning in, I just wrapped up reading a letter from one of our good sis. And sis, let me just say, and I'm going to start this off and tell you that And you probably heard me say this a million times. You aren't the first woman to go through something like this. And you are not alone. You will not be the last. And when you discover infidelity on the part, even if you're not married, on the part of your significant other, on the part of your partner, your spouse, ooh, somebody that you have devoted your life to and invested into a life with them, it is something about that discovery of betrayal that will rock you to the core and leave you feeling disconnected and numb. So I wanted to start off by letting you know, sis, I've been there. I know exactly what you're going through. Getting past that first initial phase of discovery is one of the hardest because it has you on an emotional roller coaster. You even kind of alluded to it in the letter, being numb, you know, being angry. You go through all of that sadness, you know, denial, anger, you grieve, you mourn. It's like you're up, you're down, and you almost to the point sometimes you feel like you're losing your mind. And there will be times, I don't know if you've went through this or not, but my good sis, you will ask yourself and cry out to God because you don't understand, how did you get here? And you're like, Lord, I didn't ask for any of this. This is not what I signed up for. I get it. There's a certain section in the letter where you say you get especially angry because at the moment that he was buying your Valentine's Day gift, he was also buying this homewrecker's Valentine gift. And as a woman and a fellow sister in Christ, I said, sis, I stand with you. Because in one instance, you can look at it like, first and foremost, your wife is supposed to be special and held to a higher standard. And no one is supposed to be on that level as your wife. But you have now placed your wife in a competitive or a competing position. Because at the exact same moment that you thought to buy your wife something of endearment to signify your love, you thought of the woman that you were violating your covenant with and bought her something too. The audacity is at an all-time high. And I understand why you're struggling with this. And close to the end of the letter, you're saying that now he wants to work things out. Like, how dare you? That's the way the enemy usually works. And I'm not telling you to stay with your husband, even though my ministry side of Diva Speaks Relationships would encourage you to try to work it out. If that is what God has led you to do. But the enemy has a way of seducing the weaker spouse in the covenant. He has a way of appealing to their vulnerabilities, to the things that would entice them the most to violate the covenant, you know? He plants those seeds because if he can effectively get to the head, then that's a trickle down and a domino effect for the rest of the family, including you. I call it the 2-for-1 special because if he can attack your husband, which he does a lot of the times in these modern day times that we live in, we see the enemy going after our marriages and our children. And the wives seem to be the ones that are sometimes the innocent bystanders in all of this. And I say the 2-for-1 special because even though the Bible tells us don't get weary in your well-doing, you have a lot of wives that get so tired of standing for their marriages and so tired of being the one getting the short end of the stick and so tired of being the one to constantly have to reach out to God and appeal and plead to their spouses to do right and act right and treat me right and don't do this and don't do that. They get so tired because the enemy has been so relentless in their attack on their marriages that they find themselves giving in. So instead of one person violating the covenant, now Satan has gotten both of you to violate that holy and sacred covenant. I call that the 2-for-1 special. I'll appeal to the weaker vessel in this covenant And if I do it for an extended amount of time, I will have gotten both of them to disobey the God that they so-called love. You see how that works? And once he has gotten through with everything that he wanted to do with your husband, in your case, typically he's done. He's done with them. He's done with them. He's done with them. He's washed his hand because he has accomplished the goal that he set out to do, which was to get your husband to break his covenant. Get your husband to break away the cup, break his vows. And you know what? Your husband is left trying to pick up the pieces in the aftermath. And I know a lot of you may be listening, whether that's through the live show or on replay, and you'd be like, well, yeah, but they went ahead and they did it again. They kept doing it. You know, they said they were sorry. They went to counseling. They asked for my forgiveness. They cried. They hooped. They hollered. They begged for me to stay. And then, Diva, they turned right around and did that same mess again. Well, sister, I don't really have an answer for that, but I can tell you my opinion about that. Anytime he's used you up and accomplished a goal, and somebody momentarily comes back to their senses and tries to turn away from that evil act or the act that violated the covenant, they're remorseful. They have moments of remorse. They tend to exhibit signs of repentance. You don't think Satan hears that too? Come on now, let's be reasonable about this. So Satan has done everything he wanted to do with you, kind of like violated your covenant. Think of Satan as coming in and raping your covenant without your consent. He came in and he did whatever he wanted to do. He had his way with your husband and your marriage, and he's done. But then the moment that your husband has an aha moment and wants to run back to God and try to fix his covenant, here comes the old Satan again. Not so fast, not so fast. Where you going? And he hits him right in the area of weakness that worked before. If it was effective one time in getting your husband to break his vows, if it was effective even once in getting you to doubt the promises of God, if it was effective only one time in getting you to not hold true to your faith, you don't think he's not going to do it again? That's why you have so many repeat offenders. That's my opinion. That's why there are so many repeat offenders, because the enemy knows what works. And as I've said this on my television ministry, and I've said this on my social media live shows, that Satan watches in silence. You got to remember that. He watches in silence and he sits back and he knows your weaknesses. He knows your weaknesses. And sometimes it's not one of you that he attacks. He attacks the both of you. And you have to ask yourself during these times where you are being attacked in your marriage and in your relationships, you know, you have to ask yourself when you're crying out to God, like, why did this happen? Or why is this happening? And I didn't sign up for that. And I can repeat that verbatim because those are things I personally have said during the course of my adult life. I tend to think that when God allows certain things to happen in our relationships and in our marriages that bring us to, you know, the point of just crying out to him and clinging on to him and looking for guidance and direction, God is really wanting you to see what's going on in that marriage or that relationship. God is allowing the cracks in the foundation to be exposed. So you can choose to, at that point, get in line with the word and choose to repair it. Or you can inadvertently switch over to the enemy's team and do what your spouse is doing, or do whatever you feel that the world tells you to do. Life is too short. I ain't gonna put up with that. I ain't got time for none of that. And in some instances, that may be what you need to do. But I always try to encourage people, especially if you do not have a, if you do not have, let me slow it down. If you do not have an unrepentant or a serial cheater, I would ask you to extend your spouse or your partner grace and compassion and understand that we're living in a world, people, where everything, you don't have to pay for nothing illicit or illegal anymore. Everything is right there in your phone, in your pocket, in your purse, right there. I mean, you don't even have to leave the house or the bedroom or the bathroom to be looking at or engaging with people or someone on the internet that you should not be. And even though you may be in the privacy of your own bedroom or your own house or your home, the comfort of your own automobile on a lunch break, and you think that no one is watching the things that you are doing or saying or taking secret pleasure in or getting enjoyment out of, I want you to remember this. Satan and his legions of demons watch in silence. They take notes. And they choose the perfect time to execute whatever plan they may have for your life and your marriage. I would encourage you to seek God in prayer, because I never want to encourage anyone that's under the sound of my voice to go against whatever God is telling them to do. But if you're asking another person of faith with a working, okay, moral compass and someone who values relationships. Listen to the name of my show. It's Diva Speaks Relationships. I have a whole ministry dedicated my efforts and my intelligence to creating two card games to assist with the healing of relationships that are in crisis mode, to try to get relationships back on track. But I'm asking you not to throw away your relationships or your marriages because the enemy is working overtime. We are living in the last days, people, and we are about to see a lot of different things take place in our homes, take place in the lives of people that we're close to and connected to. We're about to see some things we ain't never seen before. We are about to start seeing things happening in our families that you will not have a point of reference to. It's not like you can say, well, I remember grandmama said that such and such did this, or my mom did that, or this happened to my auntie a few years ago. No, 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 no. We're about to see some ugly, immoral, unnatural things that will continue to take place before our very eyes. And I just want you to remember that when you're going through something in your relationships, when you're going through something in your marriages, only you know how much you have tolerated, how much you've put up with, how much you've prayed. Only you know that. But if you're seeking God's direction, I need you to understand that God's direction is not on demand. When he answers, it's not on demand. You don't tell God when and how to answer. And usually God talks to you in a way that you will know is him. It won't be a question mark, and you will have peace with whatever he advises you to do. Even if, you know what I have found? Let me tell y'all something. I have found that even if it's something that you didn't want to do or that you had never imagined you would find yourself arriving at that particular place, even if it's not what you initially set out asking God to do for you, when God delivers a set of instructions meant for your highest good and to keep you on course with your blessings and to keep you from the path of destruction, it comes with peace. I can't explain it. It's something that you have to live. It comes with peace. It comes with a sense of, I can let go, and I didn't even know that's what I was doing, because God gives you the grace and extends you the mercy to do so. So for the woman, my good sis, that wrote in, listen, sometimes we have to take journeys that are meant for just us, the person that we chose to be in a holy covenant with in God. This is something that you are going to have to seek the face of God diligently. And God will let you know through some form, some shape, form, or fashion what you need to do. Whether it is be still, get out the way, trust me, or it's going to all work out. He will let you know. But I would strongly advise you not to be so quick to cancel your husband out until God tells you to do so. And I know there are those of you who say, well, God gives us free will, Diva. Yes, he does. He absolutely does. And that's why I would ask anybody to have a solid prayer life and lean into your Heavenly Father so that you can make whatever decision fits you and your spiritual life. I'm not telling you one way or the other to keep him or throw him away. I'm just saying, you know, think about it. Don't be so quick to rush to throw him away. But that was the first letter that we had, guys. Our good sister done found out her husband up here acting a fool, buying his mistress Valentine's Day gift. And the marriage was already rocky. And that's how the enemy works, though. The marriage was already rocky, and he'd already been entertaining inappropriate conversations with this woman to the point that he had developed an emotional affair. But the more things tend to get bad or worse in the marriage, he then found an excuse to go ahead and make the inappropriate conversations with the mistress into a sexual affair. So now that he done got caught and he didn't want counseling before it got sexual, he didn't want to hear anything about counseling, but now his butt done got caught. Now all of a sudden he hooping and hollering and slinging snot. Now he want to fix it. And our good sis is upset, and she has every right to be. And sis, I don't want to ever take that away from you. You have from one wife to another, you have every reason to be upset. So I hope that this has helped you in a way that you can at least have someone that gave you a few things to think about. I would ask that every time the enemy floods your mind with the thoughts and images of your husband laying down with another woman, that you just cry out to God and just say, in spite of everything, you know, confuse the enemy. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that you let me know. Lord, I thank you that you let me know and I'm still in my right mind. Father, I want to thank you right now that even though I know I haven't done anything to jeopardize my freedom, okay, because there's a lot of women out there don't take too kindly to you putting their sexual health in jeopardy by going and laying up with another woman. So you introduce a whole nother layer of problems when you start stepping outside of the marriage like that. But just thank God for that. Thank God you're in your right mind. Thank God that you have control over your emotions and you're not acting out irrationally and doing things to jeopardize your freedom. Okay? I just want to leave you with that as we segue into our second and final letter. Guys, I was trying to do a 2-for-1 on this show myself because I have not been showing my podcasters love. I want to thank everyone that I can see in the chat room right now. Hey y'all. Hey, I'm sending love and hugs from Charlotte, North Carolina. I wish all of you the best endeavors, throughout your day. Go with God's blessing and let's get into this second letter. I see y'all out there. I'm just sending love. So listen, this second letter is really, really short, but it's very, very serious. I'm going to put a trigger warning on it. So one of our younger sisters wrote in and it's jarring. She says, my man has a record of rape. Yeah, y'all heard me. My man has a record of rape. At first, he would not tell me his real last name. We've been together for 5 months, and the other day I saw a piece of mail with his real last name on it. I found his background and he used his middle name as his last. He was charged with rape. The deposition took 1 full year and it just says transferred to another jurisdiction or court. What does this mean? He's mad that I'm upset that he lied about his name. He's making me feel horrible. I don't know what to do, and I just can't believe this is happening. Please tell me how you would handle what I have. Okay, so there's no punctuation. How you would handle what I just found out. Okay, that's it. Okay, how you would handle what I found out. Young sister, if you don't get rid of this man and stop calling this man your boyfriend, listen, what is there to talk about? Do you understand that rape is one of the most horrific? I mean, it's just so egregious. I don't even have a word for it. Acts that you can commit against a woman. He raped a woman. And instead of him coming clean and sharing details, I guess, to answer any questions that you would have, he's getting mad at you and he's gaslighting you. And you say that he never would share his last name. And, you know, you went through all of this and that to find out what his name was. And you discovered that he used his middle name as his last name. Child, you done got yourself hooked up with a man that ain't no good. He might be still out there sexually assaulting other women. There is nothing about your short and sweet letter that tells me that this man is remorseful. And I don't even understand how you as a woman could have that type of information and still call this man your boyfriend or even write a letter about it. I try to be encouraging and empowering, but sometimes the truth can't be sugarcoated. If you don't get yourself away from this rapist, you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt and trouble. This man has raped a woman. Do you understand? Oh, Lord. I don't know what you're looking for me to tell you. There is nothing redeemable about anything redeemable in this letter. I'm not really questioning him at this point. I'm questioning what type of woman would even want to be with a guy or have an explanation from a guy that she just found out has rape on his record. And instead of sitting you down and having a conversation and perhaps explaining certain facts about the case and how he got a rape charge, he gaslight you and now he's mad at you and he got you writing a total stranger to try to find out answers about his. I'm questioning you, not him. I'm looking at you, not him. Because I already know what he is. And anybody under the sound of my voice, I already know what he is. Why don't you? I don't understand women like you. So I don't know how to help you. I don't understand any woman that could come behind a man, come and be with a man who they have 100% proof that he's raped another woman. And he did everything within his power to conceal that information from you. And there's nothing in your letter that states that he's even remorseful about hiding that information from you. I want you to go get therapy because there's something broken within the inside of you that I don't know. I don't want to be mean towards you, but girl, I could never have a woman. I could never have a woman like you as my friend. Because if you will accept a rapist as your man, if you would accept the behavior and the explanation or non-explanation of a man that you laying up with, and you accept him into your life in your bed, any other woman that's a part of your life is not safe around you or him because he has not even shown that he is remorseful or on the path of rehabilitation from violating another woman. And here you are calling this man your boyfriend. I'm gonna wrap this up, guys, because I'm getting madder by the second. It's triggering. I can't help you. Seek therapy. Seek God. Please get this man out your life. Please stop calling him your boyfriend. This is not good. It's not a good look. It's not good for you. I pray that you don't have small children. I pray you don't have any young babies or young girls or little girls. There are some things, guys, that I should never attempt to do, which is read one of those. But I didn't think it would trigger me the way that it did. I'm human. And if I have offended anyone, My apologies for me offending you, but I stand by everything I say. This has been another edition, oh my goodness, of the Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast. I hope that all of you, if some parts of either of the letters has touched you in any way, I hope that I have said something of substance that will allow you to move in the direction that will be for your greater good. That's just, I just can't, there are no words. Rape is so serious. I just can't, I have no words for it. I can't, you know, finding out somebody raped and, you know, and then being done with it is one thing, but trying to continue the relationship after finding out that information, I cut it off. I'm done with that. But guys, so I am going to schedule another live show. I did see someone try to join the call as I was doing the show. So let me give you a heads up. I do not accept random people on the show. If you want to join, I would ask that you type a comment in the comments and let me know what it is that you're trying to join the conversation about. I will then make a decision to open up the phone lines, but I don't know you. I don't know what can of paint you could be coming out of. I don't know if you're a nutcase. I don't know if you're a stalker or a troller, and I just don't want any foolishness on my show, so I do not accept random callers or random people onto my lives. You know, I just, I try to, you know, I control all of that. So for future reference, if you're joining the live and you would like to join the show, if you're subscribed and you know what I'm going to be talking about, because typically I do let you know what I'm going to be talking about, shoot me an email. My email address is everywhere. Even if you don't know how to find the email address, you can reach out to me on social media and say, hey, Diva, I see you have a live show scheduled next Saturday night, which is my next live show. I want to chime in on that topic. So would you add me as a caller when you start the show? And I'll do that. But just randomly popping up on my live and wanting to join the show and me not knowing who you are, I just can't do that. Don't forget a new televised episode of the Diva Speaks Relationship Talk Show airs this Friday night at 11 p.m. on Spectrum Cable, AT&T U-verse, and the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel. That's right. You can find the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel on your Roku device. I will do the replays on YouTube and my Amazon channel if you have a Fire Stick. Maybe that Saturday, the following Saturday or Sunday. And as always, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure that you are adding the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel and my Amazon Fire channel to your devices. If you have a letter or concern that you want me to address, I am always available for you. And as you can see, I do keep your identity private. I pride myself in being a private person, and I would never violate anyone by sharing who you are ever in life. So yeah, guys, this has been fun, and, you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. I love you all. Toodles.
You've been listening to the Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast, the hottest grown and sexy relation conversation piece out of the Queen City, hosted by the Diva and Gayla Porto Real. We hope you enjoyed the show. Follow us on Instagram at Diva Speaks_official. Let's stay connected.